when I was asking about the Kaya Vignati and the Vayo Data, it was something that a friend wrote, that at that moment the Chitaja Rupa, it is the Vayo that, rather than the other elements, that is predominant, and it's the aspect of Vayo Data too that is Kaya Vignati. Can we see this?
That's why only Kaya Vignati and Vajik Vignati cannot be known without the four primary rupas at all.
Actually, only the Vayo can be known, but we can say it is an aspect of the Vayo, of the other elements. But as you say, if it doesn't appear, it doesn't matter. But then sometimes it's interesting or helpful to know, for example, if someone is writing a message on DSG, to know whether it is correct or not. But actually, as you say, it's just book knowledge.
It has to be as what Buddha said,
yes,
that it cannot be known without the four primary rupas,
yes,
the Kaya Vignati, yes, the movement,
yes,
see?
And the Vajji Vignati, mm-hmm, yes. Mm-hmm.
Somehow we can remind a little, like these vignettes.
Only object of thinking.
Yeah.
Name, words, yeah, but not the reality.
Ajahn, can it lead to something wholesome, this kind of thinking? Or is it still discursive thinking?
Correctly.
Correct thinking.
Uh-huh. About Kaya Vignati cannot be known alone by itself.
No.
It has to be moment of understanding the different aspect of the rupa, which is heart, that it not just heart.
So actually it's the different rupas, so it's not just vayo at that moment, but and hardness, different rupas.
No name at all, only when it appears and right understanding can understand. Otherwise it is doubt again and ignorance. So one knows whether that moment is right understanding or still ignorance and doubt.
And when, for example, once you're gesturing with your hand, I mean, of course, seeing sees visible object, but, you know, I know by thinking that you're gesturing with your hands, but still only just thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Only when it's direct experience that a characteristic of it appears, so one can, right understanding can see clearer. And when it's right understanding, it's not I or no word at all, because it understands, like seeing sees, no word. It sees, that's all. And understanding understands, like seeing sees.
Yes, well, we talk a lot about different accumulations and this and that, but it helps a lot to understand, actually, in truth, no one's accumulations at all, just citta, chetasika, rupa.
But one can understand the difference between intellectual understanding and the direct understanding. Panya knows. That's the way it develops, by understanding.
And when you say that we cannot do anything, so it's okay because now we still have so much ignorance, but it's okay because we can't do anything.
To know that there is ignorance, even the object appears, there's no understanding.
Mm.
By hearing, considering, it will condition moment of beginning to understand, even it's not clear. Mm-hmm. So we can see that there are many levels of panya.
Mm.
With awareness only, on and on and on. Not only thinking at level, awareness at level of thinking, correctly, rightly.
We are, Ajahn, like these blind dogs who run on when they see a car, they run behind the car now.
So...
Loba chasing after different objects all the time.
Actually, there's no dog, no human being, only different realities.
It'd be the same when we chase after this.
Pleasant.
Yes, mm-hmm. Just exactly the same.
Yeah, but yeah. Somehow I like the taste of this, but I must think to know this is the taste of that and this is the taste of that. Because I don't know, for example, okay, sweet, I can name, but I don't know much tastes. I just eat.
What about the moment of tasting and not thinking about other things? Only taste is there. And the experience is not I. Only a moment of experiencing a reality, which is sweet or salty, delicious. Only a moment to be forgotten.
It's just like the sound. It's just that which is heard, however it is.
Mm-hmm. Like today, see, it's yesterday for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. No more today. But it's tomorrow.
And this morning when we were having a walk, like some people said in the discussion, they have concerns about when they go back to their countries and this sort of thing. And Lucas was also saying he has some concerns about when he goes back. But I think sometimes we just forget that actually the only problem is the thinking now and... always.
Well, it was not my concern, yours.
I thought,
right. Understanding can be anywhere at any time. When is there, there is the understanding of uncontrollable or no one can have it, it arises because of conditions to be at that very moment.
However, it's conditioned to be each moment, each citta.
Yeah, now I have no problem.
Still, we appreciate the value of being in the company of the wise friend.
And also in to be in company. Sometimes to be in a company. Yeah.
Living alone with thinking.
Yes.
And that is panya, right understanding of that degree. So one can live anywhere happily with understanding. But when there is no understanding, it's not happy at all.
Ajahn, but where we live and there is unpleasant bodily feeling or mental feeling, still when there is panya, it can be happy?
Because it's not me. Only a moment of such reality to be conditioned to appear.
Even it's unpleasant...
or in person, or whatever, without conditions, that reality cannot arise.
But the moment of unpleasant feeling and the moment of understanding it is two different moments?
Yeah. No. The feeling can be object of understanding, but it must be gone. Theoretically. So one moment at a time. Mm-hmm.
The best way is have less clinging. No matter through intellectual understanding or direct understanding. The safe way. And one can see the danger of attachment. So much in the day.
There's a degree because sometimes we can say in words that it's harmful and it's not good, but then the reality is still liking.
To be known, only to be known as a reality. The magic word, just to be known, whatever appears.
When you say we can see the danger in attachment, could you say a bit more about that? Because
it arises and it arises and it arises.
Because it's rare. Continuous, yeah, constant, right.
And attachment to what? See? That which has passed away or fallen away completely.
Yes.
But that only panya can know. Mm-hmm.
But we can know at an intellectual level that what has fallen away.
But still, there are conditions for attachment to be known more and better in order to become higher. Panya for Sakatagami, Anagami, and Arahata.
So no concerns.
It doesn't mean no concerns, because concerns come, but they are gone. To learn.
Different moments.
But I still prefer fishes. They don't have such a big teeth.
Oh, then you love like Shih Tzus. They look like Chinese lion dogs, and they're little. That's what I. And they're very loving.
Gives a paw.
He wants to play a fun play.
Attachment can be any time.
Yes.
No matter dog's attachment or human being's attachment. That's why it can condition more metta to understand that all beings are alike. Seeing and thinking.
Hi, that's true. Mm-hmm. They can't do that. We can.
And karuna.
Yes,
this karuna. Is a special thing for
him. Yeah. When he's in trouble, sick or something, But friendliness metta has to come first.
Or when he doesn't understand Dhamma, it's also karuna, I think. Or anyone. But isn't it like these Brahma Viharas for, they arise in one moment all, or?
One moment.
One moment separately, yes. Each one moment.
It depends on the object.
That moment. For example, seeing fish, it depends on. You have metta or ubeka. Or karuna. Mutita. For a fish?
For fish.
It cannot be for a fish. A mudita for a fish. It cannot be.
When it has food. At that moment.
When it is happy.
Yeah.
But I think my favorite is upeka.
That is better than all.
Really?
Yes.
Upeka?
Yeah.
Non-attached.
With understanding. Equanimity. You are not...
It can be upeka without understanding.
And that is not from vihara. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So adosa is not metta as a Brahma Vihara, isn't it? When there is adosa, it's not yet metta.
Towards human beings or beings.
Okay, then metta, Brahma Vihara.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So maybe I never had a metta, I've got adosa maybe only.
You want to name it?
No, yeah. I just trying to be funny.
Is it also like most of the time? I think when we like something, we might think it's metta, but it's just lobha.
Just being friendly all the time. That's enough.
Being friendly.
Yes. So adosa.
Adosa, but metta maybe too.
Well, adosa. Yeah.
In forms of metta.
Yes, that's true. Tell Lucas.
He's referring to the Brahma Vihara.
Yes. And there is object in
And what is Brahma?
Brahma, it's a highest being, a god. And where he lives, Brahma Vihara, Viharati, where the god dwells or where they live. So it's Mahabrahma. Mahabrahma quality.
And what about Brahma Vihara?
Brahma Vihara, it means the dwelling as a god.
Be human being.
Be human being?
Yes,
really?
Metta. Yeah.
Really?
Just like Brahma.
Oh. Like Brahma. So we take example from Brahma.
The virtues of Brahma.
Jonathan was pointing out that Adosa is better.
Of course.
He was indicating before that he thought it was.
And that moment there is no Lopa either.
Right. Aloba.
They go together.
Or Dana. Yeah. Or renunciation.
Ajahn, can you just say a bit more about what we were discussing earlier, that taking hardness from my hand involves Sakkaya Ditti,
okay.
Whereas taking it from my seeing...
Okay. Does your hand appear now?
Appears now, yes.
Really?
No, not really. We think of it.
Well, it's objective.
When there is no idea of my hand... Mm. And it's only hardness.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
But when nothing appears together with it, only hardness is appearing. Whether there is the idea of my hand as usual, because you take hardness here as my hand. So at the moment when hardness there or here appears, only there, nothing else, there is still the idea of my hand.
Still?
Yes.
But there is only the reality of hardness.
Yes. Hardness is hardness, but it's mine.
I don't know whether it's time to think of it's mine.
No.
Just hardness, and then there's no time
to
think.
Yes, you have hardness.
This? Somewhere.
So it's yours. When you have it, it's yours.
Or when it's not falling away, you mean?
Even it falls away, but you think that it's there.
I think it is there.
So you still take it for my hardness. Actually, at this moment of touching, hardness arises and falls away in split seconds, and Panya can see the space in between hardness. Mm-hmm. It's only a kalapa, many kalapas in group. Mm-hmm. That's nimitta.
Nimitta.
Not exact, just one at a time. It has to be another level of Panya.
I thought that when there is just hardness, no time to think of my hardness.
Usually. So one cannot know at what moment the wrong view is object of understanding because it's not there. But when it's there, Panya sees wrong view, taking that for self, until it knows that it develops to understand that there's no self at moment of experiencing that object anymore.
Difficult?
Yes, very, very difficult because it has to go with wrong and with right understanding and detachment together. Otherwise, what can detach from taking it from my?
So what about if there's a way of say, seeing?
Okay, at this moment of seeing. At moment of seeing. Is it clear? The seeing sees?
Yes.
No. It's like usual. Yeah? But there is the thinking that it's clear that seeing sees. But actually, it's not moment when nothing is there except that which has no shape and form. And at that moment, the visible object is seen, so one begins to know that that which see is just a reality with no shape and form at all.
But wouldn't there be moments of then of taking that for my seeing? It's just a reality, so no...
Nobody can tell anything... Only when it appears, whether there is attachment or taking it for me or mine. Because wrong view is not attachment.
John, you said earlier that there is less wrong view in a day than we think there is.
We think, but because of the anusya.
Yes.
But not asava or asava, we don't know. Because it has to be directly experienced only. Because it arises in split seconds. Mm-hmm. So only Panya at that moment can say that that which appears is that reality, and it's gone. It's not the moment of seeing that, oh, it's a causa of that degree. No, just learn to understand that it's a reality.
It's a reality.
No one, no thing in it at all. Anger is anger. It has its quality.
Right. And ditti has
its own characteristic, yeah.
So let go of it. I mean, we tend to want to think about it a lot and sort of worry it in our minds, you know, struggle with trying to figure it out.
By the self.
That's right. That's right. So in a lot of ways, it's best to...
So forget the self and study and understanding whatever appears.
Right. So don't try to think...
Even the word citta is not clearly known yet.
No.
Because it's only hearing about that which experiences, that which sees, and now it sees, but no awareness, no understanding of that reality which... doesn't have any shape, no form. It arises at an experience in a moment.
But that hardness, I found a difficult subject, because I always thought that when it's just the hardness, that you don't think of my hardness.
Now, but when it's time that you take it for me, it's there.
Yeah, and that is hard to find
out. You cannot find at all when it does not arise. But when it does arise, no understanding. Another thing again, like now, see.
Yeah. It can come afterwards. I mean, there can be awareness first of hardness, and then
it depends.
The thinking, the wrong thinking afterwards.
We are now talking and thinking in darkness. See?
Thinking
so
about
that,
it, because it doesn't appear.
But we, in order to understand intellectually and consider, there needs to be a certain amount of thinking about it.
To know that now, even citta and jetasikas arise, no one knows. Just talk about pasa and vetana and manasikara, different realities, while they arise and fall away. Far from understanding directly.
Before that, it's good to talk about it.
Right, to
and
be conditioned.
It,
to be conditioned.
Discuss it, Otherwise we would never know.
Right, you can't. It's a circle.
That's why it needs the intellectual understanding. To be satyayana.
So I learned something new again today.
Oh, yes, all the time. To sharpen or to be conditioned for more understanding.
So I should come often here.
We may have heard something before many times, but it may not be the time for it to make sense.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it's
absolutely
the time for it to click.
What a face.
Thank you, Nazdana. Oh, when we talk about Lukas, it's not just about you, but for as more as an example for all of us, because it's the case for all of us.
That's why I'm an example all the time.
Because you're the youngest one.
Maybe because we saw you giving food to the fish, and we'd like
so
to know.
You're so honest.
Ajahn, the fish came, big fish. And it eat it from my hand.
Yeah,
really, I put into the, such a big mouth.
Isn't that lovely? There's pictures of it. Somebody
and when it just ran away, I just touch it under the water. Mm. Whole big fish.
You are friendly to animals.
Yeah.
Fish and dog. And what about human beings?
No, not yet, but I will work on
that. That takes more work. So when you say you only have a gusala, I didn't believe you.
But the next stage of metta is to extend to all beings. To all.
Yeah, and it's not just reciting in darkness or in the corner of a room.
I remember one time Achanan So said that after this life, what we remember will be forgotten, but what we have understood will be accumulated and
right,
passed
right.
on.
All experiences with Lopa, Dosa, Kusala and Akusala.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah.
So at moment of Akusala, one knows that our conditions for its arising, accumulation, Asya, Anusya, mm-hmm. both.
Asaya and Anusaya.
Asaya is a wholesome and unwholesome collection or accumulation.
Mm-hmm.
But Anusya is only the Akusala.
Asaya.
Asaya, Anusaya.
Yes. And then
the combination of Asaya and Anusya. Asaya, Anusaya is the Buddha's knowledge. And one can see one's own accumulation only when it conditions a reality to arise. It's there all the time, ready to condition. When time comes,
right.
only.
Because
yeah.
we often talk about wondering about our accumulations, uh-huh.
yeah.
but when they appear, then they
yes.
can be known.
Uh-huh.
So no need to think about
mm-hmm.
what's there.
Okay.